The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Cause y'all got to learn, it's y'all turned like Detroit Red, when his head had an ultra perm, the long walk to burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots, the game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here, ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu, eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot, now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you, with a cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion, the governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, what I'm talking about. Get it.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite music. Yeah,
I ain't rocking with you, your logic does not get you.
Come on.
The Tuesday, and I like that cold cut right there, but no studio fit or nothing, just boom. I think we need to go back and try that again. I want a studio fit. I want to fade it out properly. That was too cold. Mr. Producer, I ain't going on until you do. I want a proper studio fit. You better not. Y'all Dolphins made some big trades today. I see y'all all cheeky today when I walk in the building, you know. You make one little trade and get a linebacker from Denver, and here y'all go again. Oh, we got Bradley Chubb. Oh, we... Anyway, never mind. I digress. Wallow in your Dolphin glory over there. Y'all still ain't going nowhere. You still ain't going to win the Super Bowl. And what y'all trade for him? A first, a third, a fourth, and a case of beer? Because other teams is interested, boy. Y'all pulling off some moves today, boy, Kermit. I can't tell you a word of lie. Can't tell you a word of lie. You got to work on that tomorrow, though. I think that's a little Dolphin haterade because the Cowboys have a better record than the Dolphins. You know? I think that's why we went to just a straight chop, like, talk by eye on your run today. Okay, stay over there. I could deal with you and Pearly in the 5 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope all is well. Hope you all enjoying your first day of November. Pumpkin month, you know? Thanksgiving and turkey month. First day is here. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. We got a great show lined up for you today. We'll be checking in with Freeport, doing the Freeport Report in short order. See Alan Johnson will be chiming in. I know Sarah Kirkby is traveling today, so we wish her safe travels. And, of course, you know, we'll have some updates from the Grand Bahama News. And, of course, we're going to talk with C. Allen. So that's going to be a solid conversation coming up in short order. And you know how to get things in and to get things started. I got your trivia lined up. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. You can stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. Now, I got your trivia lined up. And you know what you're playing for. Playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Okay? Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner, you got Kurt Green, feature comedian, Brent Blakeney, and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals. 2-for-1 on all locals. So definitely take advantage of that. Showtime is Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8. Showtime is at 9. All right? So definitely take advantage of that. And the 2-for-1. All right? And we're located between the car and the beach tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. All right, here's your trivia. And then we get up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And, of course, you're playing for Dunkin' coupons as well. So you're running on Dunkin', all right? So you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons. Here's your question. I need you. And, you know, I've prided myself with being a trailblazer as a stand-up comedian. You know, not just locally, but internationally. And for a period of time, I still think I am. Like, the only one living in the region. Like, in the region, in the Caribbean, that lives, like, in, you know, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Aruba, Cayman, so on and so forth. That actually tours and does, the, you know, the road work. And I'm glad to say over my 25-year career, I've seen the comedy scene here blossom and flourish. Got a lot of up-and-coming talent that have become talent in their own right and doing big things. But, you know, I kind of got the moniker for a while there because I was the only one doing it. And I've been blessed. I've had an illustrious career, you know, the Bahamian King of Comedy. But the original Bahamian King of Comedy, I want you to tell me who he is. All right, he was a Bahamian, okay? And when you think back in the history of stand-up comedy, his name comes up as one of the pioneers. So you got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to tell me who I'm talking about, okay? And you got to tell me, you know, where he was born, okay? And I'll tell you the rest of the story. But long before I was taking 242 to the world during stand-up, this man was. Who is he? You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Get it? Got it? Good. Okay. Now, let's jump up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All right? No, not Monkey Man from Cat Island. Look at this Monkey Man. Monks, it's funny now. Don't get me wrong, but not Monkey Man from Cat Island. All right? So get on it. Gets to Googling. And while you gets to Googling, I gets up into the headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Be sure to check out both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., available to serve you and take good care of you. And, of course, you can always check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. No, not Randall Fox either. Good try, but that's not it. Think about it and text me back or call me back. And while you do that, let me jump up into what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian, News and Views That Matter. Since 1844, shut down. Bahamas Pharmaceutical Association advises members to close their doors. New price control changes take effect today. Retail Grocers Association says prices will remain unchanged. Okay? So, where do we go from there? What's your take on that? Chime in and let me know. Because a lot of opinions are swirling in this. And some, you know, some are political and some are posturing and some are deflecting. Some are lambasting. But at the end of the day, I don't think there should be any finger pointing now at this stage. Don't try to make the business owners the big bullies and the ogres in this and the monsters. The government has been stuck to this November 1st deadline. Allegedly, you know, didn't make certain meetings with certain entities, and here we are. I think the best thing for all parties concerned right now, and for the Bahamas in general moving forward, get back to the negotiation table, get in the room, and commit to not leaving until you get it done. And moving forward where it's beneficial to the government, beneficial to the business owners, and beneficial to the employees and Bahamians in general. We are all in this together. So at the same time, we have to come up with solutions together. Text up. Send me your info, please. I have a winner, as a matter of fact, that just came in. But now listen, y'all got jokes today, you know. I ain't gonna lie. Let me read off some of these. Oh, Lord. Okay. We have a winner. And the correct winner and the correct answer is Bert Williams. Yes. Legendary entertainer Bert Williams, by name of Egbert Austin Williams, born 1876 in New Providence in the Bahamas. Died March 4th, 1922 in New York, New York City. He was a Bahamian American comedian who portrayed the slow-witted, shuffling black man, was then a standard role in vaudeville. But that wasn't the best of his work. He had a ton, of work. He was the premier comedian in vaudeville. Okay? Made silent movie fame. Okay? So when you get a chance, Google Bert Williams, actor, comedian, and composer, multi-talented, Bahamian. And, you know, I like to entertain and educate at the same time. So hopefully, you know, that works. All right. So we had some good answers. Not Red Fox, not Sidney Poitier, not Stephen Fetchett. Listen here, whoever put Hubert Minnis in here, jokes. You know what? That made me laugh, so send me your info. I can give you a Dunkin' coupon for that one. That Hubert Minnis line right there made me laugh. I ain't gonna lie, that was hilarious. You know? You all got jokes today. Anywho, anyhow, let's check the lines. Naughty, somebody has to lose. It's just about who's going to lose out now. Right? Who's going to lose next? Naughty, are they going to increase NIB contributions? If not, they must say how they intend to save the Social Security network. Political rhetoric is not the solution. Why isn't the PLP administration being held accountable? Well, I think we have platforms to start holding said administration accountable. You folks out there in Texas need to start using them. Let's go. Naughty, if one of my family need medication, I need the link to get some medication in the back of someone's house. Listen, just give it a day or two. I'm sure you'll see it online. You'll see something on Facebook pop up. All right? What else is going on in the headliners? Woman murdered outside her Johnson Road home. But no, we don't have a crime crisis. Darville defends proposed PMH patient outsourcing plan. This could be the next one. Listen, that could be the next one on the horizon. Watch. Roll, no immediate drop in inflation anticipated. Central Bank of the Bahamas, Governor John Roll said yesterday that the Bahamas inflation rate is expected to hover where it is at now, or get a little bit higher. The rate has not shifted drastically from August, but I think we should be mindful that until we see the stabilization and the leveling off of inflation in the Bahamas major trading partners, we can anticipate that there would be continue to be some pass through to the Bahamas. So from that point of view, we should expect that a minimum that the inflation rate is going to hover at the level what we've been seeing and potentially get a little higher until the rates start to cool off in the United States and the countries where the Bahamas has very close ties. Oh, Lord. I don't know. Foreign currency inflows up 40% in the first three quarters, not out of the business section. So we got a lot of headlines, but still the same old news. At the end of the day, disgruntled Bahamians, disenfranchised Bahamians. People understand why, you know, can't understand why the burden keeps continuing to be placed on our backs, one way or another. And in case anybody wants to know, the OPM stresses that government only paying for travel of technocrats to COP27. Again, they're putting it out. Don't freak yourself out. We're only playing for the technocrats. All right? All right. Anyhow, let's get up into the buzz. And buzz being brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, John's now has small home appliances and cookware in addition to all the goodness that they're famous for. They now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. All right? So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store, all right, on Rosetta today. And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. Naughty could stand. Boy, I haven't even gotten to the buzz yet. But boy, I tell you, a couple of things we need to talk about in the buzz. Obviously, the situation with the Pharmaceutical Association and the grocers. We need to find out what's going on with the F&M party. You know, all kind of fireworks last night for Thanksgiving was taking off and popping off. Naughty, could someone please remind the pharmacies that they are dealing with the lives and the health of citizens? They should have stayed open while negotiations took place. They are selfish. Now, hold on. While I agree that we do have people's lives at stake, they did have to make a statement. Because at the end of the day, I got to put myself in the business owner's shoes, too. I got to put myself in. I put myself in the citizen's shoes. I have a 91-year-old father who needs medication. So I feel that burden. I feel that burden. I feel that pain. But I also try to put myself in the shoes of the business owners. We're trying to make a living. We know how to make a small profit on what we have now. If things get changed up, we're not going to be able to make a profit. We're going to have to close businesses. We're going to have to lay off staff. Then I put myself in the shoes of the government. How are we going to fix this ish? How are we really going to work this out? But you can't just keep going blindly on into no man's land. So now I put myself in the shoes as a Bahamian. And I wanted to work out all the way around. So we got to get back to the negotiation table. Now, maybe staying open while they negotiate is a suggestion and a good one, texter. But it needs to be brought up. But at the end of the day, there needs to be some sort of reconciliation so everybody moving forward benefits from this. Naughty, duty-free on washes and dryers expires when you come out of office. Because I can't even find a card out on Carmichael and there's people carrying them home. All right, I got to read your text again. You are definitely, into punctuation. Naughty, duty-free on washes and dryers expires when you come out of office. Because I can't even find a cart or a card out on Carmichael unless people carrying them home. Okay, I take it that has something to do with washing and drying and presses. Let's go to the phone lines real quick, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? What's going on, Gardner?
Hey, Naughty. It ain't no problem. Just they holding the government hostage, man. They're holding the government for ransom. You see, so, you know, the government have some goods and services that they sell us, right? The government have water. They have electricity. You know, I would think they have those things because they are very essential. You know, the government do education first. You know, right now, the government privatizing or going into PPEs without patients and the doctors.
But hold on a second there, Gardner. One at a time, all right? Before we get to the PPP with the hospital and the doctors. At some point, though, don't business owners have a right as taxpaying business owners to question a move that may be detrimental to them moving forward and ask for negotiations? And now if I'm being strong-armed and saying Monday, Tuesday, November 1st deadline, and me as part of an association trying to negotiate with the government can't get those negotiations done, but what are we going to do? At some point, you got to defend your territory, too. You got to put your foot down.
Yeah, like the same head of doctor, how the government does the private, the public hospital, the public schools, you know, the public electricity, the public water. They could do the public medicine, too. These things are essential. You see, the government could do those things, you know.
But now you got to look at the ease of access and the flow of it. Say they take on that. Can you imagine the lines and stuff to get service
yeah,
right now?
They could do the same. They could do a better job than you know, they could do a better job if they want to. You know, the government could hire, the government just, I don't know, I don't want your sponsors to take it wrong, right? But the government right now, the government gambling is legal, right? The government could do a number, the lottery, and the private people could still do a lottery. And you know how the government could do it? They could do it PPP profit organization. They could do these things, right? And all the organization do is pay their costs, salaries and operation costs. And the people would this something the people would contribute to because they'll be paying gambling with paying buying tickets to go to themselves you see and see many things the government needs to do with the people nobody wants to pay The people that make the money in the economy don't want to pay. The person that come back, they don't want to do it. So what the government supposed to do? Not be a government? What is government for? You know, what are laws for? Only for the people that make the money? Laws only for the poor?
But listen, you know, God, we shouldn't have to take the burden of decisions on our back. It shouldn't always trickle down or trickle on the poor man or the small man.
That's what happened. We got out of government, you know.
But now we got to change our mind frame and we go to the pubs and we got to hold these fellas accountable and say, listen, we want better moving forward. I mean, no, we're not going to vote with you because you do not deliver on said promises.
Remember, the PLP came to power on the backs of the poor. They beat Minister Bard on how we treated the poor and what Davis is trying to do. Davis has a mandate to deal with the poor. You know, to deal with the monster. That's his mandate. You know, why should Davis be a progressive, a conservative party when, you know what I'm saying? We don't need two conservative parties. You know?
Boy, Gardner, like I always tell you, though, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Look what happened in Brazil the other day. They went from a far right conservative party now to leftist party. That's the way things need to be. You know, you can have everybody one way.
I agree with you. Good points today, as always. I got some texts coming in a couple other calls, and we got to get to the break. But you made some good points, as always. Yeah. Always appreciate hearing from you, man.
Hey.
And we got to talk sports, too. Look, like your coach leaving Boston. Look like he's going to coach in that city. You see that, eh? Udoka might be right there coaching the New Jersey Nets as early as next week. Hi, Naughty. Government wants to help us? ? How about government clean up BPL once and for all? This will mean revisiting the arrangement they have with the FNM and PRP oil cronies. Government can't even successfully run a monopoly, but want to meddle in private businesses? Fix BPL. That will grow everything. How about this one here? Naughty, I stand with the business community. It isn't their place to give charity. I tell you, the message is out there. It's resonating. And people got a lot to say. Now, here's what we need to do. We need to find, you know, the good contributions that make sense. Let's get together and try to, you know, move it forward. Hopefully, government and business and society will pick it up and move it forward, and we can get to a place where we need to be with this whole situation, because this is not a good place where we're at right now. And it screams and it cries for proper, mature negotiation to get us where we need to be and take the greed aspect out of the component when you negotiate. All right, real quick, let's get to the phones, and then we got to get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, I just joined in. That text that you read with respect to BPL, that is spot on, because that is what that's the largest contributor to the below average pricing in this country, electricity. That fueled the whole Bahamas. Without it,
And for years, we've been crying over the fuel, though, but, you know, we should be going green long time.
Right. And so,
but you got to follow the dots and connect the dots and follow the money as to why we haven't gone there.
Right. And see, like I said, every time the question of going green come up, you watch the way BPL executive respond. Watch them. But every time you talk about going green and going more solo, it's just garbage. They say by 2030, we would want to have 30%. That's nonsense. I said by 2015, 2025, we could be more than 50% on our way to solo. More than 50%.
But listen, me and you could be committed, but if the powers that be aren't committed for whatever reasons, and it's just lip service and air bargain, you know where we could be, right?
Yeah, but this is what impacts in everything, because when you look at the scale, the sliding scale that the Prime Minister announced now, that is, look how much is going to affect everyday ordinary behemoth, notwithstanding your big players like the hotels and all them. So it's impacting everybody. When you're indecisive, and when you don't make decision when you should, everything is about timing. And so I am saying that the government need to come clean with respect to hedging, and the FNM need to show us exactly what they had in place, and the government must not be beating around the bush with, oh, that really make No, no. If you had something in place before, all they had to do is sign on the dotted line, let it continue. It would keep us in a good place for a little while, rather than having to go up with all these unnecessary prices with fuel charge. And now you reduce the VAT, say, up to $400. That's nothing. You already increased the most important thing.
Hey, listen, you're making sense, man. The problem is we got to let them make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like I said, not only makes sense, we just got to take a stand. And we got to, you know, I'm not calling for civil unrest, but you need civil disorder in order to bring about order.
Boy, you must have been a real champion in the 60s and 70s, man. I got to get to the break, man. I appreciate you, and I hope there for me tomorrow, man.
All right.
All right, call out. We go into the break. Just hang tight. I'll get to you right on the flip side of the break. Last text before we hit the break. Naughty, the pharmacies made millions of dollars over the years. I think they could have taken the blow. The question is, can we, the citizens, take another blow? That's the question you should be asking. Anyway, we hit the break. Call out. I'll come to you right after the break. Talking Heads, the Tuesday, November 1st edition continues right after this. We're going to Freeport right out of the break.
Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
When life gets busy, KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and all for only $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Tuesday, November 1st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 4:46 p.m. is the time. Let's head on down to Freeport. See, Alan Johnson is standing by. We got the Freeport Report coming up. And before I jump into that, real quick, you know, Sarah Kirkby are traveling today. Wish her safe travels. But I do have the update from the Grand Bahama News. So I'm going to get to that real quick. And then I'm going to chime in with C. Allen because we got lots to talk about. And and try to get everything in before the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour. If not, we got to go over a little bit. We shall. But first and foremost, let me give you the details, what's going on out of Grand Bahama, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. All right? And like I said, a couple of good stories there. All right? Promotion board focuses on GBI during global sales mission trip. I think that went over well. I heard a lot of people talking about the discussing that. In addition to that, I think it was just a good look for Freeport. Just give them a little juice, you know, a little energy, a little oomph, you know, a little gusto. GBUC assures water is drinkable. Junior high school has a different career day. And I think that's a good look. You need to read that story down there as well. I'm always excited to see kids being offered careers and a good career day being put forward. Mangrove Mania exceeded the collection goal. So, you know, happy to see that. Some good and some, you know, a lot of good out of Grand Bahama this week. The Conkman Triathlon has returned. You know, it's just good to look, man. Just good to see Freeport, like I say, with a little bit of oomph, with a little bit of gusto, with some things going on. See, Alan, what's going on the ground down there in Grand Bahama?
Well, one guy, and hello, Bahamas. One good thing that you can add to that is the fact that supposedly work has been started on the local, the domestic airport. I guess they're going to start cleaning that. And they are down to two bidders for the international airport. Now, understand that these are patches that they're going to be doing. Because we're going to need a new international airport, but I would assume they would actually make it, hopefully, that they could bring back pre-clearance and pre-TSA clearance to Grand Bahama. That was the key to doing it. Speaking about that that promotion that the tourism is doing, if you listen to the reports coming back, one of the weaknesses that they talked about in Grand Bahama was the fact that we have very little activities to do. Even for the ships that comes to Grand Bahama, people are not coming off the ships today, so there's very little to do. The Minister of Tourism is promoting that we need to begin to develop things for the people to do. But what happens is we've still been waiting on the Ministry of Grand Bahama to have that conversation. I'm along with the Grand Bahama Port Authority to have that conversation as to what is the policies and strategies so that the people can plug into it. And then secondly, you know, on Grand Bahama, we have the Esther Search that's about to expire on December 1st. We have a cold, half-hearted response about they're going to do it individually. Now, let me tell you one of the negatives about that, right? Let's say that I have a piece of property and you go back almost a decade or longer that I've not been able to generate the type of capital I need to repair my property. Dorian did a number on each property because we've had about 6 hurricanes since then. Yes, the problem is that if I wanted to sell my house, I now have to sell it as a distressed property and hope that the person buying it may be able to go and negotiate. But if I was able to get pre-approval, I recommended on the same Grand Bahama News, that they should actually assess every single home and have it made right now. Yes, what happens to that? The government can actually measure the anticipated economic impact. right now what they would expect over the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And so by giving every single home an ID and the repair that is needed, you will actually lock in right now exactly what it costs to repair. And it will also eliminate the abuse that the government wants to get away from. We seem to be an adverse to technology. Because you could just like say, give me a house and say, okay, yes, a list of items that you can buy, bring this house back from your impact of the hurricane. So if I have $5 and if I end up with $10, I'll be held as for fraud. Same thing with the rooftops and everything else. But here's the thing, if I'm selling my piece of property, it gives me an advantage because I can transfer that as a whole collective to give to the person. So instead of having a rundown place, they say they're going to negotiate with that, I can say, yeah, here's the sales order that comes along with my house. And so all you now need to do is provide the labor. I save you taxes and whatever, and it gives you a better advantage to actually sell the house as Grand Bahama Economy picks up. Or if I have it myself, I can do it. But it's a conversation, I think, that New Providence should not have without coming to Grand Bahama and hearing not just things that individuals like myself have to say, but what others have to say. Essentially, we have a New Providence-based decision-making process. And as you know, with the same food items and this medical thing...
Well, I was really going to ask you, what's the situation with that as far as the grocers in Grand Bahama and, of course, now the pharmaceutical companies down there?
I'm going to twist into that. I'm simply saying the same way. They have no data. They can't tell you the homes and the conditions of...
We there or did we lose the island? Is the island still there or did he drop? All right, let me get to these texts real quick while we try to get the island reconnected. Naughty, all they had to do is take VAT off the bread basket items.
The reason for that is that they have days or weeks.
All right, we got him back? He's cutting in and out. All right.
You know, the bread boxes item now have 5 basket items to bring in what is necessary. Let me give you that.
Okay, we got you back. You were cutting in and out for a second there, so I just wanted to make sure we reestablished connection.
Yeah. Yes, you got me back?
Yeah, we good. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm saying is let's give you a piece of what, I don't know what you missed, but let's just a piece of what happens with the food items, right? Let's say you put, for lack of thing, put Riceland rice on the food list, right? Not only just for the people, but you say the Riceland rice will be there. The food store will guarantee that they'll always have this particular rice in stock. And in the absence of that rice being in stock, they have to then give the discount to, say, Mahatma, okay? And so you put singular items on it where these stores would guarantee for people who are impacted would have a very small group of rice or maybe 2 eggs or whatever it is that they want. And the food store would guarantee that these will be at the lowest cost there is. And I can go ahead and I want Mahatma or Parboil or Jasmine rice that I want. I can buy it, you know, if I can afford it. But what it does, it protects individuals, whether they have social services or not, to allow them to buy those particular products that they be protected. Okay, good, I can buy regular rice. I can buy regular eggs. This is the protected price. The regular eggs always going to be available in the store. If I want Eggland's Best, then I pay Eggland's Best price. But you don't put all eggs and everything in it. And so now what happens is you could actually tie this into the social safety net. And if they still want to give a discount and extend that to individuals that even greater impact, that they can still put that as part of the digital program for them to bump their savings plan because everybody will have a particular ID. But again, this is a conversation that should not be having an absence and isolation from the food store or from the government. The intellectual capital necessary to develop in this country is not reservoir in any one or two group of people, be it political or economic. It lies in the collective intelligence of all of us. And I think if we were to have conversation, they might find a whole host of solutions that could be applied. But, you know, again, what we do is we believe that we should be lauded, or at least our leadership believe we should be lauded over as opposed to be engaged in conversation. And again, we don't use data. Grand Bahama is in a bad place. We were promised on the blueprint for change, a digital economy, a green economy, an orange economy, whatever. To date, we have heard no strategies. Remember, a plan
is not
a strategy.
I got a question for you.
Winning that $1 billion lottery.
I got a question for you related to carbon credits, C. Allen, from a texter. It says, Naughty,
I ain't got no strategy for it. How are you going to get a ticket or nothing?
Ask C. Allen Johnson, can carbon credits offset purchases from small nations has existed since they started the whole carbon tax on per nation basis? Again, Why are we so late to jump on the potential opportunity?
Well, you know, I've been talking about carbon credits. You see where they announced today they have the largest seagrass nursery in the world. Well, you could go back to the late 90s and early 2000s.
Very interesting who announced that too, by the way. We just leave that alone.
Yes, that's right. But I made that announcement in 2003-04 when I was fighting with Bahama Rock concerning the vastness of our nursery, the mangroves as well as the seagrass. And nobody didn't even know what seagrass was. Because I grew up in West End where the seagrass was. So in West End, Grand Bahama. So I know what it is and what the potential was, you know. So but what happens is, yes, carbon credits can change our entire economy. The carbon economy can change it. But the problem is that our government is looking to...
You lost him again? Okay. Okay, let's get to the break, Kirby, and see if we can get this worked out with C. Allen. And then if so, we'll get him back on right after the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour. If not... we'll have to pick it up next week. See, Adam, we appreciate you chiming in. We got a little technical difficulties going on. Don't know if it's your end or our end, but we'll take that break. We'll figure it out. We'll get back at you right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Tuesday edition continues right after this.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, November 1st edition continues right now. Let's get right back down to Grand Bahama and wrap up with C. Allen Johnson. I think we got all the technical difficulties worked out. C. Allen, you are answering the carbon credit question.
Yes. Now, on the carbon credit, even though we're talking about the seagrass, we have the coppice and we have the mangroves and a host of other different things. One of the things that we have, when you talk about carbon credits, and this is why this conversation that the government is having has to be expanded and has to have one of inclusion. The problem I see with this is that the Prime Minister, when he initially initiated this, was looking for money to supplement.
Was looking to
as a property of the Bahamian people. We could actually use carbon credits to generate clean energy. We could trade our environment. We could be proactive in actually implementing some programs such as solar energy on homes, etc., reducing carbon footprints in exchange for cash. If you go back about a decade ago, even though the Prime Minister is talking closer to $1 billion, even there's no explicit use of how we're going to use the money, how we're going to set it aside. And even the bill it just brings does not deal with the fact that dealing with the sovereign wealth fund or the sovereign asset management. In fact, What he has done is brought it into the prime minister's office, which is the abuse that we've been suffering from all of our assets. A sovereign wealth fund simply take possession of all assets, known and unknown, seen and unseen, tangible and intangible, and put it into a bank account. Then you hire a sovereign asset management company that has no political ties to government, that no family, friends, lover, foreigners, or interest, who exploit it for the best of all of us. And that's the conversation that we need to have. But going back about a decade ago, it would put that the Bahamas generated about $10 billion in carbon credits, and that we have effect. And that's from a reputable environmental agency a decade ago. I'm going to look for that report. And so, but when you talk about Grand Bahama, where that oil spill happened in East Grand Bahama, that is a multi-billion dollar worth of damage that has been done to the ecosystem, to the water system. But people have to understand, if there's another assets we have that actually ties into the carbon credits, is our Crystal Caves. That, according to National Geographic, they're so valuable they can't put a price on it. That oil spill happened in that area of the Blue Holes and in the area of those Crystal Caves. And so when you look at it, then it happens into the Copis, it happens where the mangroves are, and then it happened right offshore to where the seagrass is. But yet we have the government saying, the previous administration, this administration saying everything is okay. I don't know how you could spill almost a million barrels of oil that you recover a fraction of it and say everything is okay. These are the type of conversation we have to have, and these have to be non-political conversation when we talk about our assets. But when you talk about carbon credits, if Bahamians understand the potential of the carbon industry, right now it is a few billion dollars. Within 8 years, the carbon industry will be a multi-trillion dollar industry. Listen to what I said, going from a few billion a year to a multi-trillion dollar billion agency. The Bahamas happens to be front and center in positioning to actually tap into this carbon industry, basically from an aquamarine economy type of environment, which is to do the green, the ocean, and all these other economies combined. It's a wonderful fish. They always put interest in getting reactive, as opposed of using the biblical principle that we all swear by, a powerful nation, leave inheritance, citizens, children. And so that is where we have to have these type of conversations, rather than the song bites that we allow government and the little piece of information that we get. Carbon credits is one of the greatest industries that has evolved in the last 3 to 5 years. And like I said, it's going to grow exponentially. We could make a few millionaires of this, but we have to take possession of it. And instead of having the government tell us what they're going to do, we have to become informed and begin to tell the government the way it will be done. Because again, every house in the Bahamas can have solar energy as a result of carbon credits. And again, you don't have to have BPL. Your text was correct. Fix BPL and you will blow this economy out of the water. Okay, and so again, it's a special interest that's involved. And again, we keep back and sit back and complain and let government talk about it. It's the same thing here in Grand Bahama. So Grand Bahama and the energy and carbon credits is our linchpin for getting out of this environment we're in. When you talk about hospitality, let's go into the aquamarine economy for hospitality, the blue, the green, the ocean, and everything involved with it. But it takes individuals like myself who has to recommit to what I've been doing for the last decade and begin to have the conversation now that government has adopted the positions we have been propering for the last two decades.
And we do need to have that conversation moving forward. Yes. You know, how are we going to collect off the carbon credits? Who's going to manage that portfolio? Yes. And how are we going to benefit in the long run from it? Maximum, right. Yeah. Just take peanuts in this. We got to take home the lion's share. We got to benefit from this.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm advocating for it because Grand Bahama, not because I wanted to be, but Grand Bahama is naturally the hub for the aquamarine economy, which again is the blue, the green, the orange, and the ocean economy, and the digital, and everything else. And so it brings the whole type of environment that we could transform the Bahamas. And so, as an advocate for Grand Bahama, the way Grand Bahama goes is the way the economy of the Bahamas goes. And that's not a fallacy, that's a fact. And so we must look to start developing that. And so this is why I take joy in coming every Tuesday from telling you how Grand Bahama is. But again, we have to have that conversation on your show, or maybe, what do you say, Naughty After Dark?
Yeah, but you on a late night show now too, boy, but I tell you. I don't know if that's enough for me to go around, but hey, if we can figure it out. I always appreciate you chiming in, Seattle. We'll talk again next Tuesday. We'll pick up the carbon credit conversation, and obviously we'll pick up on what's going on in Grand Bahama. Give me an update on the airport and so on and so forth. Glad to know ground is being broken on that. Glad to know there was such a good week that we read about in the Grand Bahama news. And continue to get the supplement each and every Tuesday. Buy The Guardian and get the supplement. We'll talk to you next week on the Freeport Report. Seattle, and I appreciate your time. Great. We'll take a break. Flip side of the break. Purdy will be in the building. We're talking sports on the flip side. And boy, what a day it was. Everybody and their ma got traded in the NFL. Some big surprise moves today. We'll talk about that. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. We'll talk World Series. That's been postponed last night, but we'll give you a brief update on Houston and Philly. And of course, like I said, all that's going down on the flip side of the break. I'm coming right out of the break with Today in Sports History, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny. That's coming up next, so don't touch it. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs.
Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles,
we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Tuesday, November 1st edition continues right now. And, you know, we're talking sports on this side of the break. Earl the Pearl will be joining us in short order. But first and foremost, I got to get in, kick it off how we always do Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner out there at Naughty Johnny's. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. And they got a different special daily, Businessman's Lunch Special, Monday through Friday. Different special daily. Give them a call. See what they got going on for the week for you, all right? 377-7776. All right, on this day in sports history, November 1st, 1913, Notre Dame defeated Army 35-13. It was the first time the forward pass was used as a main offensive weapon in football. 1959, Jacques Plante of the Montreal Canadiens became the first goalie in the NHL to wear a mask. 1964, Jim Brown of the Cleveland Browns became the first NFL player to exceed 10,000 rushing yards. 2001, Dan Neal of the Denver Broncos was fined $15,000 for an illegal block that broke the leg of Brian Cox of the New England Patriots. 2010, the San Francisco Giants won their first World Series since moving to California. They defeated the Texas Rangers in 5 games. Sports quote of the day, I've always made a total effort, even when the odds seemed entirely against me. I never quit trying. I never felt that I didn't have a chance to win. Arnold Palmer. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And we're getting ready to get into the home court. All brought to you, of course, like I said, by Burger King Nassau. And be sure to check them out on that new King's deal off the chain. $5.75, your choice of beef or chicken. All right, VAT included. You cannot go wrong with that. All right. So, as we get into the local sports scene, Earl the Pearl, what's good, man? You good?
Man, what a day. Man, I don't think I've seen this many trades in the NFL in a long time. Like everybody and his brother got traded today.
Everybody got traded.
That's what it won't look like. There were like 11 trades. I mean, and there's probably some other ones that they're not really talking that much about. You know, you have people like Bradley Chubb goes to my Miami Dolphins. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I knew we were going to get this ad nauseum out of the break, okay. But that's not...
Hawkins in the
calm down.
TJ Hawkins into the break.
Purdy, though, this is not the segment for that. We're doing local first, oh, man.
You're right.
Calm yourself.
You know what I'm excited about? We're 1 month away from the Caribbean Baseball Championships here in the Bahamas. Cuba is coming. Puerto Rico is coming. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be Haiti, Jamaica. Some good teams are coming. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, today, big announcement, the Derby set for December. The Don't Blink 242 Home Run Derby is back to its home base set for December 17th in Montague Beach. So they got the full team lined up out there. The full organizers were out there as well. So I'm glad to see everybody doing their thing.
That's wonderful. Glad they had it happening like that.
Indeed.
Good stuff.
Also, Collins commits to Ole Miss, set to join McPhee McQuinn's program. That's good to know. That pipeline has started. Look like we got some good ballers going off to Mississippi. Ole Miss, that program did well last year. Now to recruit, Bahamian Arima Collins is committed to join Yolette coach Yo McPhee McQuinn and the Ole Miss Rebels for the 2023-2024 season. And when you look at it, it's a pretty good recruit. Good for the program.
Yeah.
17-year-old high school senior with the Webb School in Bell Buckle, Tennessee, represented the Bombers at the 2019 Central Basket Under-17 Women's Championship at just 14 years old. And she averaged a double-double in 5 games. All right. So she's helped the Webb School Varsity Girls Basketball Team win a 2022 City Girls basketball team win the 2022 Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association Division II-A State Championship and is looking for similar success with the team this year. So going for two straight in high school and committed to Ole Miss. Very good situation right there. Very good situation. And I think... I think that it's a good statement for the job that Coach Yo is doing at Ole Miss. Not only getting primetime American recruits, but also tapping back in to the back home. Because she knows a ton of girls coming through the pipeline that other people may not know about, and that's to her advantage. And I think she did that here. I think she pulled off a good move, Pearly. Right now, Pearly at the air fryer. Or did we lose Pearly today?
I'm not at no air fryer. Don't try that.
Every time you go silent, it's the air fryer, but we figured it out.
No, because I'm in a particular area of the New Providence, and there's a lot of, at this time of the day, I like the music, so you don't hear all the motorcycles and cars and 9,000 little children running outside making noise. So that's what I do.
Okay. That's what you do. That's fair enough. I believe you. BFM tee off for Hunger Golf Tournament. Our tourney deemed a success. So, Felix tells one of the organizers, we want to thank all our sponsors, our volunteers, those who donated prizes in other ways, lent support to help make this tournament a success and to ease the pain of hunger for many. I think it's a good thing. I have a lot of hungry people every day in this country, almost 45,000 every day. So, to know they did something to benefit that, it's definitely a good look. Definitely a good look.
Excellent work. Excellent.
And we had the EduCarting Bahamas team recently competed at the 2022 FIA International Automobiles Federation Motorsport Games in Marseille, France. A total of 72 countries took part, and we had a 2, 4, 6, 7-member team participate. So good stuff right there. Definitely a good look. All right.
Okay.
That's a wrap right there on the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Now it's time to slide up into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And be sure to check out Tropical Gyros. They're open till 6 on Mackey and Rosetta. But don't forget, new location coming real soon. to, you know, JFK, R&D Plaza. All right? So, yeah, in the east and in the west, you're covered with your tropical gyros, and you got to get some because they are off the chain good. All right, Pearly. This is what you was on about.
Good. Now I can talk.
Now you can talk. Everybody named Ma got traded in the NFL today.
T.J. Hawkinson goes to the Vikings.
That was the big one.
That surprised me.
Well, that tells me that Detroit...
You know, what Detroit is doing. What Detroit is doing is building up picks because they got two first-rounders and two second-round picks next year.
Pearly, if you can't see, the Detroit is in...
They got the Vikings second-round pick.
Detroit is in rebuild mode already. They're in rebuild mode.
I think they're going to get rid of that coach, too. I don't think he can be there, but we'll see.
I think
William Jackson went to the Steelers. But, of course, this is the one that really got me. Bradley Chubb to the Dolphins. And, you know, our good friend Peter Raheem texted, Denver won this trade. Maybe when you look at Denver getting a first-round pick, a 2023 first-round pick, which is really the 49ers first-round pick, they give them our 2024 fourth-round pick, and then we sent Chase Edmonds. But we went right back behind that and traded to get Jeff Wilson from
49ers. That's what I want to tell you right there. I think that was your move of the day more over than Bradley Chubb. And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Mostert is running the ball for you. All he knows the offense, but he's prone to injury. Who used to back up Mostert and knows the offense prone to injury? Jeff Wilson. So McDaniels got his two running backs that he wanted. You could basically put Chase Edmonds and the next play, sit him down next to Gaskin on the bench. Ain't nothing happening. You ain't gonna see them no more.
Well, Edmonds goes over. We sent Edmonds over to Denver. So Denver now got Edmonds because they need a running back. So they're running back hurt. So they got Edmonds. Replace Edmonds. He got Wilson. So basically, we just really replace Edmonds with Wilson, who's really an upgrade to Edmonds.
No, I don't know about all of that. In the offense that you run and that system that McDaniels has, yes, Wilson's the upgrade. Best athlete right now in the NFL scale of it, people are leading with Edmonds.
Well, yeah, but I look at my system.
But nonetheless, some big moves were made there. In addition to that...
You know what I saw, dude? The Jags made a trade for Calvin Ridley, even though Ridley can't play no more this year.
That's a future move. That's for next year. So I look
you
at...
You guys, the Cowboys is looking at Cook, but that trade never came through.
Because, and I'll tell you why. Michael Irvin announced last week the Dallas Cowboys have the inside track to Odell Beckham Jr. This is further proof that the Dallas Cowboys have the inside track to Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay.
And if you look at Dallas, similar to the Dolphins and other teams, at least over the last 10 years, we have rebuilt through the draft. We use those draft picks well, so we ain't going to throw away a draft pick. And the kicker with Brandon Cooks is the contract was doable this year. But next year, it balloons to $18 million. For that, we could have kept Amari Cooper.
Real talk. But I like what some people that people don't understand about why the Dolphins ran for Chubb is that Ogba has one sack for the year. Ogba, who had double figures in sacks.
Right.
One for the year. We got Byron Jones out. Byron Jones both are out. Xavier isn't 100%. So you need to put more pressure on the quarterback to help out our cornerbacks and these third and fourth string cornerbacks who are playing now. So I like that pickup big time. That puts an edge rusher who has already has 5.5 sacks. So
let's go to the phone lines. We got a call, Pearly. What's going on? Talking Ads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on?
I think you all need a podcast, you know.
We do?
Yeah, because I suspect that a lot of NFL coaches are listening to y'all.
Why you say that?
No, because y'all, okay, it's not a U.S.-based program.
Right.
And there's guys who's seeing stuff from a distance, right? And you and your crew tend to have a wider perspective.
That's because we like sports junkies. I won't tell you where to lie. That's all I watch when I get off, you know?
Yeah. No, and see,
My joy is, and both Nardi and I have the joy, both our sons are into sports. So it's a joy growing up with them talking sports, and it's that's been easy.
Hey, and guys who are obsessed as you all are.
Yeah, we obsessed. We're
obsessed, you know.
We passionate. That's what makes it go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to be a little bit, you know, crazy to make this thing happen, you know? Got to be a little bit off the reservation to really pull it all together and make it work.
Yeah, man. Anyway, man, keep it up, buddy.
And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling, man.
Thank you a lot.
All right?
Appreciate that.
Enjoy your games this week, man. And, Pearly, you know, like I say, though,
hey.
A lot of trades in the NFL. I mean, that is really... Hawkinson, to me, is Detroit rebuilding off those draft picks. Hawkinson to Minnesota.
Minnesota has made that
offense legit. Because now they have Irv Smith Jr. and Hawkinson. They could kill you with that two tight end set if they wanted to.
Hawkinson has burnt us twice last week. Now you got to go back to play him again in Minnesota a couple of weeks.
some sad news breaking as well, too, Earl. Adam Zimmer has passed away. He's the son of a former Dallas Cowboys, a defensive coordinator, and Minnesota Vikings head coach, and Cincinnati as well, defensive coordinator, and then Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. He passed away at 38. Very sad situation. Don't know the details surrounding it, but he has passed away at 38. Very tragic situation right there. Mike Zimmer's been through a lot, man. He's a tough guy. Lost his wife to cancer years ago. And his team rallied around him in that emotional victory. And then, sure enough, you know, poor guy loses his son at 38. And no parent should ever have to bury a child, in my opinion. So
Never. I don't even know what he's going through. I don't want to go through that. I don't never want to feel that.
But I keep him, you know, in my thoughts and prayers.
As a father, I know, you know, I would keep him in my prayers.
But I tell you, a lot of changes going on today. I think you guys did y'all won today. Y'all got Bradley Chubb and Jeff Wilson.
I'm excited about what it does to Miami. I'm really excited for what it does to Miami. I think it helps straighten it. If Ogba even comes back to any form of what he did last year, that defense will be really, really good.
Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What you saying, Naughty Man? This is the number one Chiefs fan.
Oh, goodness. What's going on there? Good weekend for you, boy.
Chiefs. Bye week this weekend.
Chief is on the bye, and then your Florida, your Georgia Bulldogs, you know, did that thing against the Gators.
I was at the game, man. You saw my ticket? I was on the 19th row on the 50-yard line.
For the Georgia game, you were?
No, for the Georgia game.
Georgia Florida game.
I mean, you were there for the Georgia Florida game.
The Georgia Bulldogs, Florida Gators game.
That's a big dog right there, boy. Wherever the dogs go, he will travel. Marvin will follow.
Man, that's a great team. That team put up they lost 8 starters to the NFL this year and still got a number one defense. Oh, man, that's a good team. I like that.
Georgia may repeat, you know.
When they come. Oh, yeah.
I think they will. If they beat Tennessee this weekend, that's it.
No. You said that wrong, Pearly. When we beat Tennessee this week, okay? Let's be clear.
I got you.
Yeah, but hey, Pearly. Pearly, when it comes to the Georgia Bulldogs, Marvin is that guy.
Yeah.
I know that. I didn't say that though. But I think they will beat Tennessee. This will be their test, and I think they just find a way to win. They strong. I'm not sold on your quarterback. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. I think he's a pretty good college quarterback, but that's all you need. You're just trying to win a national title.
I mean, if you go back to the quarterbacks of the one national championship, a bunch of them in the NFL quarterbacks. But you do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
everybody
we've beaten. Look at the teams we've beaten. And then look how they've gone out. Oregon is undefeated. Blowing everybody out. They could even more than 3 points on us. Okay?
Yeah.
So you're looking at a team right now that nobody wants to face, and Tennessee has to come to us in Sanford Stadium between the hedges.
Yeah.
My game was in Neyland. I might get them a little bit of a chance, but and be burying Vince Dooley this week. Oh, we coming up to kill
somebody.
Coming out to kill somebody.
This is a good game. I can be right. I can't miss it. I'm looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be the game of the year.
I'm telling you, that's going to be That's going to be the bigger game, because once we beat them, they won't play for the SEC championship. We line up back with Bama again, unless Bama falls to LSU on Saturday, which going on to Death Valley.
The only thing about it is, they ain't gonna help her. Should walk up in his seat in Georgia, though.
Saying a what?
They're not gonna be able to help Herschel in the seat.
Oh no! Herschel needs to get beat. Listen, I have a signed Herschel Walker picture, okay, that I got for my 40th birthday. I kind of had to put that back in the box, man. I gotta do him like how I have to do my Kanye, my first couple Kanye album.
You got to put them in the box. Yeah, put them in the back of the closet.
I have to make sure that, I don't associate myself with them kind of sentiments. No, Herschel can get his pants beat off. Don't mind that. The early voting is the highest it's been in the state of Georgia. So these polls can tell you one thing, but, it is what it is. But listen, NFL trade day. I got to give my Dolphins at least a little bit of credit. Y'all finally look like you got a GM who don't have his head stuck up nowhere. All right?
With
the exception of paying Tyreek $30 million. Paying the wide receiver $30 million. It's crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And me, as a Chief fan, I look at it this way. We got rid of Tyreek and was able to get Marcus Valdez, Scantling, and Juju Schuster in the fourth. I can live with that. That's a 2-for-1.
Hold on. Your biggest steal is Kadarius Toney, who you just traded for last week. Your biggest steal.
I used to watch him when he played in Florida, right? And I every time he played against us in Georgia, I'd hold my breath. But this dude was a game breaker. He's been injured, and he really don't have a quarterback to throw to actually throw to him. So I'm interested to see when he gets fully revamped up and healthy, what he could do with Mahomes, particularly being a good slot receiver, sort of like the Cole Beasley kind of receiver. Julian Edelman, he has the hands to do it.
And he got the speed on like either of them. He got way, way crazy speed in both of them.
Yeah, so when you see him move up the field and make that break, the DBs are going to get fooled every time because they got to be prepared for him to blow back. And we still got enough cap money to make a real run at OBJ if he comes off.
No, I think the problem there is my guys got Jerry and them got a little inside track to OBJ. He got some Dallas connections. I think they working out already.
All the Dallas connections he got. If you had a chance to catch passes from Patrick Mahomes or Dak Prescott, who you going with?
I game with Pat.
Hold on. Okay. You may go with Pat. Let me counter that point, Marvin. If you were going to get a check from Jerry Jones or the Kansas City Chiefs, who you want that check from?
It doesn't matter. It's the same amount of money.
No, it ain't. Jerry will pay more. If necessary, Jerry will pay more.
Maybe next year after you get rid of some people, but right now, I don't think they have the cap room. We could give him $5 billion for the rest of the season right now. And we don't have the luxury. We don't have the salary cap.
We got $22 million left in salary cap. We could pay him.
Yeah, but if y'all want to give that to him, that's fine. My only point is, if I'm him, I'm going where I know I'm going to be catching passes from the best quarterback in the league. That's what I'm doing.
Agreed. Now, if you want to pick between, and even Dak is my guy, I got to acquiesce and say Mahomes. If you go to that offense as a receiver.
And he will never get double coverage. Never get double coverage on that field. No way. All right?
I hear you say you get rid of Tyreek. I don't mind. One man's trash is another man's gold. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not putting up a fight.
I gave you a number one pick for him. I wasn't going to get that quality player.
But see the difference?
Yeah, but my 2022
pick. I'm calling them trash, Pearly. Let's be clear about it. I'm not calling them trash. I am saying that for $30 million, he handcuffs a Super Bowl-ready team now. And that's not what we were willing to do. Okay? We got two good wide receivers. And we still have draft picks. All right.
No, I respect that. I'm not knocking your decision. I respect your decision. I'm just saying I'm happy. When I say one man's trash, I'm thinking that cheek to tongue. I'm just being facetious and saying that. But I respect that, what you've done. You've made a good move. You made the bold move that allowed him to go.
Pearly,
you signed some good players.
The thing is, though, the Kansas City Chiefs won a Super Bowl with Tyreek Hill. Can you guys win a Super Bowl with Tyreek Hill?
Not yet.
Anyway,
not yet as direct.
Let me know when you are. Thank you again.
And you need money to add pieces. That's the key thing there too. So you know, we can give Chubb
$20 million too. We can give Chubb $20 million. Extend him.
So what you gonna give 26? Because you got to pay two next year. You come off the rookie contract next year.
We got that money because we got some money coming off too. We got decent managers. We know what's coming up at Tua.
Again, your GM, this GM, is the best GM I have seen in terms of the Dolphins for a long, long time. I don't trust your coach. I don't think that dude. I think that dude is one of them video game analytic fellas, and they often tend to make dumb decisions in crucial places. Okay? That's my thing. Okay? He got to prove it to me. Because right now you're beating up on who you're going to beat up on.
Yeah. Okay? Experience.
So,
we'll see what happens.
But he's doing good. I don't normally give the Dolphins a lot of props, but he's doing good, and we'll see how y'all play it out. I'm really hoping that the Chiefs end up playing the Dolphins in Arrowhead for the playoffs. Because I intend to lead the Kansas City Chiefs fan club down that way, the Bahamian fan club down that way, and I will invite all Dolphins to come.
Yeah, but you worry about the AFC Championship game. I got a bigger prize. I think I like some Cowboys and Indians in the Super Bowl. How about that?
Listen. You know, the road to the Super Bowl always go through us. If it ain't us, it go through us. So I ain't worrying about that. But the reason why I won't carry the Dolphins on with me, Naughty, is because, you know, in America, that's the concealed carry state. You can't really tease Americans because you ain't know who can shoot you. But with Bahamians, I ain't got no gun. So I can see them as much as they want.
Oh, God. Listen, you got to get to the break, but listen, give me a buzz later so we can coordinate that other project, man. That's a go for tomorrow. Just let me know. All right?
All right, bro. I'll take it easy.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Always good stuff.
All right, thank you, my brother. We'll talk tomorrow.
We can take a quick break on the flip side of the break. Pearlie and I will be back. We'll talk some picks, and we'll get you ready for the final five. Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated are going to be in. They got your global wire hookups coming up.
When we come back, I want you to let the whole world know how much of a prophet I am. That's all. Leave it right there.
If I can let them know, you know, in addition to being a prophet.
How much of a prophet I am. Not how much you will make profit off me. How much of a prophet.
No, I mean, we got to call it fair that, yes, you're prophetic, but there's been times when you've been full of nanny juice, so could we call that as well?
Yeah, you've done that. You've done that. That's why I'm pulling you for the start talking to me, my prophet. You know the word I'm trying to say yesterday.
We'll figure it out after the break.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? then fine threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
Talking Heads, the November 1st edition continues right now, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And Pearly, you got a couple of picks for you. You got to get into the pick segment, man. It's 5:45 right now.
I want to be the prophet. Before you do that, I want to be the prophet.
Yeah, I'm going to let you be the prophet. Go ahead. Be the prophet, man. Be the prophet.
Who told you over a month ago, that the reason the Boston Celtics did not fire their coach?
Because they were afraid he was going to be the head coach of the New Jersey Nets or go coach another competitive rival in the Eastern Conference.
And this thing may happen within the next 2 days.
Well, guess what? All you got to do right now is tell Boston, listen, I quit, take this job and shove it. Because you suspended me as an organization, not by the NBA. So I could walk right across now and go sign with the Nets and coach them.
No, apparently the Celtics will allow him, Nduka, to leave and will not even seek one iota of compensation.
Because why? That's the best thing that could happen. If that went to court and they dug in them cases, the sordid details would come out and then the race card would wear its ugly head and you'd see that it was a witch hunt in Boston.
I think they just want to get him behind them. So no, stop talking about it. Get him out of Boston. The minute he leaves Boston, he signs it with the Brooklyn Nets. That changes everything. There's no more discussion.
All right, It's not a rule.
But it's not a rule in Brooklyn. It's not a rule in the NBA that you can't have a relationship in your workplace. It's maybe not looked at it, frowned on. But Boston, that's it. And they couldn't fire him. So now he'd probably come back and punch Boston, right? What you say, right in the nose.
Right. Listen. We got 4 picks in the NBA, 1 in Major League Baseball. We got to get them in. But before we get to them, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. What's happening? Hey, Pearly.
What's going on, Mystery Dolphin? What's going on with you?
Hey, bro. All is well. Yeah, but that'll be a mistake if Boston let that coach go. To Brooklyn? You see what he do with Boston? That's him?
Yeah, he's a good coach, and I think he's got pieces in Brooklyn that he could get right into the conversation in the Eastern Conference with that team.
And also, Brooklyn needs to make some moves, too, because the Nets, they ain't really doing too good. But Naughty, I heard you ask Pearly a question earlier, and I wanted to get in, but the lines was busy. You said that that Tyreek Hill won a Super Bowl in Kansas City, why can't he win one? Or why can't the Dolphins win one? It's a whole different team because you have to understand now, it's a whole different quarterback. It's a whole different quarterback now. Because when you're talking quarterbacks, you can't compare Patrick Mahomes with Tua. There's no comparison at all. None. Zero.
And this coming from a Dolphin fan.
Absolutely. There's no comparison. the kind of release that Patrick Mahomes has, Tua can't even dream of releasing a ball like that. And the creative ways that Patrick Mahomes releases ball. So there's a whole...
I give it to you there. There's only one quarterback, I think, that had a better release than Pat Mahomes, and Earl's going to love me for saying this, Dan Marino.
I don't think so. Dan Marino had one way of passing. Patrick Mahomes has a creative way of passing. He can pass underhand. He can pass anyway.
Mr. Dolphin.
You said release. Release is different than
Nobody got rid of the ball harder and faster than Marino.
That's why you got sacked so little.
Earl, I used the word creative also.
Yeah, now, I think I got to give Mahomes the nod in creativity with the sidearm stuff, right. the back, that kind of stuff.
That's right.
But as far as quick release go, as far as releases go, boy, it's Marino 1A, Mahomes 1B in my book. Because I saw Marino get it out against some of the best. And that release was like crazy quick. And I'm talking release. Now, as far as passing and accuracy, both have big arms, but Mahomes, to me, is more creative and makes more things happen and is more athletic than Dan was. So that's where I would give him the advantage. But as far as release goes, man, Marino, and what?
Yeah, but Marino was more accurate as well. Marino put the ball right on it, right between two little tiny holes, right? The ball only could fit through that. Marino put it there.
So
Tua don't have that. Tua don't have none of that. Tua needs...
Yeah,
But we're not saying he won't get there. Let me share something with you all about Marino's release. And then, Mr. Dolphin, I got a question for you regarding your Heat before we get out of here, all right? But I remember Orange Bowl 1984, Dolphins and Cowboys, all right? Marino got out to a 14-0 lead, hit Duper and hit Clayton. It was 14-0, and everybody's going crazy. Dallas comes back with two Timmy Newsome touchdowns, all right? One on a pass, one on a rush. It's 14-14. Dolphins go up 21 to 14. Tony Hill catches a tip ball from Danny White on the sidelines, goes down and ties the game at 21 with 43 seconds left, okay? Marino took two players and juked my Cowboys dead. And out to Duper, then a deep slant on a quick release with Tutor Jones all in his face. Hits Mark Clayton in stride. He runs the rest of the way untouched. And Dallas loses 28-21. And boy, look here.
Yep.
My old man roasted me the next morning. He come wake me up 7 o'clock in the morning to roast me on that one. Had me ready to cry, baby.
I did the jiggy jiggy dance.
So when I tell you about Marino, man, I witnessed Marino's quick release, killed people, by including my Cowboys. The second thing is, what's going on with your heat tonight? They are 1.5-point favorite at home. And I want to lean their way because Golden State's been playing Dookie the last couple of days. You think they could beat
the playoffs, right? No. Golden State beat us. Golden State beat us in the first meet this season.
Right.
Tonight is a different ball game. Now, let me explain. My team in the West when Miami is out is Golden State. Just to let you know that. All right? If Miami is out, I like Golden State. Just like the Kansas City Chiefs. If the Dolphins are out, I pull for Kansas City. Now, Golden State beat us in the first game.
Hold on, Brady, one second, Mr. Dolphins. Let me finish. Then you can't get on me for having Memphis Grizzlies as my number two team.
No. You jump on the bandwagon because Lakers was getting beat so bad. I said
I can defend Naughty on that. Naughty has been a Ja Morant fanatical fan from rookie season.
Naughty admitted on this show that because LeBron James is with LA and until they trade him, he's a Ja Morant. Mystery Dolphin, to your credit, why you had difficulties with your radio.
You're correct. But Naughty has been, from his rookie season, coming out in the draft, a diehard Ja Morant fanatic.
There's another point.
All he talked about is Ja Morant.
And Mr. Dolphin.
Kobe Bryant, this, all that. So credit, he just is a natural person to get mad and say that's his backup team.
Listen,
but the two of y'all, I ain't checking for.
Stop.
I ain't have no second place team.
Wait a minute.
I a Laker, and that's it.
Mr. Dolphin.
That's it. A Dolphin, that's it.
come down for air, man, pretty.
Yeah, yeah. Finish your point about the heat tonight there, Dolphin, Mr. Dolphin, because I was only poking the bear on that one. I knew I was going to get that reaction.
What I'm saying is Golden State is not going to go 2-0 against the Dolphins. I mean, against the Heat. They're not going to go 2-0. We're going to win one, and that's going to be tonight.
All right.
You can bet your bottom dollar on it.
Well, we're going to do that because we're going to get...
I'll buy you... Listen. If the Warriors win tonight, I owe both of you a salmon dinner, okay?
Solid. Bet. Wonderful. I'm going to get to the break on that one. Pearly, let's get the picks in. Thanks, Mr. Dolphin. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Pearly, let's get the picks in. Who you like tonight? Phillies and Astros? Who you like in that one?
I like the Phillies. The rain helped the Phillies get a little. I like the Phillies tonight.
All right, we got to make these quick. In the NBA, I like the Bulls over the Nets due to the coaching change.
I like the Nets tonight.
I like the Heat at home because of Mystery Dolphin over the Warriors.
No, I think the Warriors been catching a little hell. I think Steph can go off. I pick the Warriors tonight.
All right, I like the OKC Thunder at home to beat the Orlando Magic because both of them suck. So I go in with my boy, you know, Chet.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Thunder,
all right,
yeah.
Minnesota and Phoenix. I like Phoenix at home in that one.
I got to go at home, boy. I ain't going to against my home, boy. I got Phoenix tonight. Only when they play the league.
All right, man. For C. Allen, who checked in earlier in the Freeport Report, for Pearly and everybody else who chimed in, man, good stuff, Pearly. We got Michael Fabiano and Sports Illustrated crew with this week's Waiver Wise for all you football aficionados for Week 9. So enjoy that. We're up out of here. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads for the Wednesday edition. Thanks, Pearly. Hasta mañana, my brother.
Hasta mañana.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's Fabs here from SI Fantasy, and we are coming up on Dun 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 Bye-mageddon. That's right, 6 teams are off a bye this week. That's not good from a fantasy football perspective, but we're here to help. So to give you some players that you can add off the waiver wire to help during dun-dun-dun Bye-mageddon, here is Jen Piacenti. Was that dramatic enough, you think, Jen, or no?
I don't know. I mean, I think, yeah, people are probably already panicking enough with these 6 teams on bye, so I think that was about right.
Yeah, it is going to be a mess this week, but we're here to help, as I mentioned. So let's start off at the quarterback position. And one player who's been absolutely on fire the last 4 weeks, including putting up a big game against our beloved Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, and that player is Justin Fields. Believe it or not, Justin Fields is still 60% available. So before you say he's not, go take a check on the waiver wire. He finished Sunday with a 74% completion rate, a passer rating of 120, and that was the 4th best of the week. He had 3 touchdowns, 1 rushing, 2 passing, and he's now the QB9 on the season. He hasn't rushed for fewer than 47 yards since week 2, and that's what's so special about Justin Fields. He just continues to put up points because he has that lovely rushing floor. Miami has allowed the 3rd most passing yards and the 6th most rushing yards to opposing quarterbacks, and that's who he's facing this week. So fire him up if you've got him available.
And he's on pace for like 900 rushing yards. That's huge as a quarterback. Taylor Heinicke, also an option off the wire that Jen likes. And Andy Dalton, who's actually had 2 good games in a row. It's a very bizarre season. All right, Jen, let's move on to the running backs where if you don't know the name Kyren Williams, you probably should, right?
Yes, so we know that there's trouble in the running back room in LA. Cam Akers is in the doghouse. We saw Malcolm Brown, Ronnie Rivers, Darrell Henderson all combine for little to no effect for your fantasy team or the real football team on Sunday. But Kyren Williams has been practicing. He's eligible to return to the game this Sunday, and he was a 5th round pick out of Notre Dame for the Rams. There was a lot of buzz in the preseason that he was the guy, but then he got injured right away, so we haven't seen him. But listen, in high school, he used to play linebacker and receiver. So he's the kind of player that could be really exciting. And if he gets the opportunity, could end up dominating this backfield. So it's a speculative ad, but it's a good one.
Yeah, some of my little birds are very close with the Rams, and they love Williams. So certainly go get him now if he's available. Also, Kenyon Drake, he is potentially going to play a bigger role for the Ravens because Gus Edwards is dealing with a hamstring injury. That game's on Monday night. And then Chuba Hubbard, listen, Deonta Foreman's the guy. I love him. But Hubbard could get some burn once he comes back from that ankle injury. Moving on, Jen, to the wide receivers and a big performance from an Arizona Cardinal last week.
Yeah, Rondale Moore is clearly the wide receiver too. Now that Hollywood Brown is on the IR, he went 7 for 92 with the score, and he had another 12 yards on the ground on Sunday. His 169 routes run across the past 4 weeks, well, it's tied for the fifth amongst all NFL wideouts. Now remember, the Cardinals have the second most passing attempts in the league this year because they seem to constantly be playing from behind. So Rondale Moore, this is all about volume, volume, volume.
All right, Jen also likes Garrett Wilson after a big game for the Jets last week. And Terrace Marshall Jr., now the number 2 wide receiver in Carolina after they traded away Robbie Anderson. Finally, the tight ends. And this player, Jen, is likely to be a big-time waiver wire ad.
He sure is, after he led all Ravens wide receivers on Thursday in their game versus the Bucks. Mark Andrews is continuing to deal with a shoulder issue. Now, maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't, but even if he does play, it's possible that he's limited. And don't forget, Rashad Bateman is now out for a few weeks, unfortunately, with a foot injury. So Isaiah Likely is someone that had a lot of buzz in the preseason. We saw him catch 6 passes for 77 yards and a touchdown on Thursday. It's very likely that this guy will be back in the game script.
It's just so fun to talk about him because we can just throw out all these bad jokes about his last name. Jen also likes Evan Engram, who's been really good lately. He's got the Raiders coming up next. And then Greg Dulcich, the Broncos have a bye, but if you need a tight end, pick him up and stash him for future weeks. And that's it for the waiver wire going into week 9. And once again, it's dun, 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 bye, Mageddon. So make sure you put in your claims as soon as possible. And of course, be sure to check out Sports Illustrated's YouTube channel, where you can find all the best waiver wire advice, start them and sit them, and so much more. Hit that subscribe button.